Welcome to the Law of Attraction in Action podcast. My name is Michelle Joy, and thank you so much for joining me. I'm here to inspire you to live amazing lives through the Law of Attraction and help you see how powerful you really are. In this podcast, you'll hear interviews, and I will give you inspirational talks on my Monday session. So thank you so much for joining me, and happy manifesting! This show is sponsored by Victoria Johnson Coaching and Training Academy, home of Heal Your Life teacher and coach training in Canada. I took her training a year ago and was blown away by how truly transformative it was. Not only do you get the tools that Louise Hay taught herself, but you will become certified with Victoria in a program that is authorized by Hay House and was approved by Louise Hay herself. Also, check out Victoria's number one bestseller, Do That and Then Some, Transform Feelings of Less Than to More Than Enough, which is now available on Amazon. Visit thetraining.ca for more information. That's thetraining.ca. Thank you so much, and definitely check her out. Welcome to the Law of Attraction in Action. Thank you so much for joining me on my podcast. My name is Michelle Joy, and I am your host. And today is our Monday solo session where I get to inspire you to use the tips and tools around the Law of Attraction so you can have an amazing, miraculous life. So we're just coming into February where the weather is kind of dreary and people are, their New Year's resolutions are starting to fail. I see a lot of this energy of like, oh my gosh, things are kind of hard right now. This is the kind of time of year where everyone wants to go travel to Mexico. And a lot of us wish we could just go to the sunny beaches and hang out. And then there's the rest of us who, you know, are stuck in this, the tough weather and maybe having those down days, you know, are the nights are really long. And I'm only starting this in a negative tone because I want everyone to relate and understand that sometimes we are not in the flow. And so I wanted to do this solo session to inspire you to find ways to let the universe remind you that everything's okay, because I think that's the biggest struggle for people is when you're going through those tough days, those, you know, dark nights and, you know, rainy weather. We get a lot of rainy weather here in the Pacific Northwest. But one thing that always soothes me and always makes me feel better is this reminder that we are not alone and the universe is always, always has our back and is always communicating with us. And so today I thought I would do a solo session on one of the ways I find my greatest connection through spirit is through oracle cards. And so I wanted to offer a little special reading slash just taking some of these oracle cards and educating you about it. Maybe you don't know much about oracle card readings. I actually learned this through my soul coaching training. So I do oracle card readings with my coaching clients all the time and they love it. It's like, I swear every time I do one of these readings, it is not from me. It is directly from spirit. And so if you don't know much about oracle cards, they're kind of like tarot cards, but not as complicated. There's lots of ones. I know if you don't know much about Hay House, a lot of the authors have tons of oracle cards. In fact, I have one from Doreen Virtue, who's the angel lady. And so she connects with the angels. She talks a lot about numbers with angels. So I have one of her decks, which is called Life Purpose Oracle Cards. And also my favorite is Abraham Hicks. And I have a deck here with me called Money and the Law of Attraction cards. So lastly, my soul coaching cards, which are by Denise Lynn. And those are the ones that I use with my coaching clients. And those are the ones I'm really tapped into. So I'm going to do a reading with all three. Just it's kind of a great way to remember that the universe is there with us. It's got our back. And if I'm pulling a card, it's probably for all of us, just so you know. That's how it works. And if you actually want a private reading, please reach out to me. Go to my website. Let's do a 30-minute chat to see how I can help you. And again, I do these oracle card readings with my coaching clients, and it's just amazing. Every time I do, and they're like, hey, Michelle, can you do that again? Because it was quite extraordinary what came up. And it really is extraordinary what comes up with these cards. So, but before we begin, I just, again, shout out to everybody. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. Thank you for spreading the word. I love hearing from people, and I hear people tell me how much my work has helped them and kept them in a state of high vibration. I'm so excited because I'm also meeting people who are listeners who are now going to be on my podcast pretty soon. I have a lot of amazing interviews coming up. I also have a lot of amazing interviews that I've already done that I have not posted yet. So I'm so, so grateful that I can attract so many people to my podcast. I never have a shortage of people. Apparently the universe is like, hears me and says, hey, I got someone for you. And I have some amazing people coming up. And if you are one of those amazing people, which I'm sure you are, I want to hear from you. And I'd love to have you on my podcast. So please reach out at michelle-joy.com or go to email me at michelle@loamiraclemindset.com. And that's Michelle with one L. So, okay. So what we're going to do, we're going to do a reading. Normally when I do these solo sessions, I'm a little bit more organized, but I'm going to go with the flow because that's kind of the purpose of this conversation too, is that we do not have to figure out the how. We just have to ask the universe to support us and ask the universe to do it for us. And so oracle cards for me have been that. Many, many times I, you know, would sit there and go, okay, universe, what's my next step? What do I do? And I'll just pull out my soul coaching cards and I'll pull a card. So right before I did this, I thought, well, what am I going to even talk about on this solo session? Because again, I only teach what I'm inspired to teach. And so I was just kind of waiting around. Okay, where's the inspiration? And so I pulled a card and I'm like, wait, I want to talk about these cards. But what I love is the first card that I picked, which is believe. So I love, and it has an affirmation. It says, the best is yet to come. How great is that? I love it. So this is totally in alignment with what I wanted to talk with about today, is to trust in the universe, believe in the universe, believe that is in a magical universe. So I'm just going to read what this card means because I really believed I pulled it for all of us. So what it says is, believe in yourself. Have faith in magic and miracles. If you can conceive it, you can achieve it. How great is that? So this is, again, these are the soul coaching cards by Denise Lynn. And so it says, your soul wants you to know one of the secrets of the universe is the power of belief. If you're able to imagine and truly believe that something can happen, miracles will unfold. Expectations can act in both positive and negative ways, and your fixed thoughts and opinions about yourself have created your world and your experiences. If you've had an unpleasant history, this often creates negative beliefs about yourself and the world around you. Know that the past doesn't need to equal the future. Your new positive conceptions can create a fresh and exhilarating future. Simply believe that it's possible. Visualize and imagine your life as you desire it to be, and most important, feel how good it will be and hang on for the great ride. So how great is that? You know, this is really has been my, what has driven me from day one with learning about my path. And I just kept believing in the path and I kept following those breadcrumbs. But the belief is what I feel like I have maybe a stronger belief than some people. And I think we all can train our minds to believe more. I think some people have a little bit more of a like, well, I need more proof. For me, I'm like, I don't need any proof. Let's just go. So, but it served me really well because if you haven't heard my story, and I've shared it many times, but when I quit nursing 2 years ago, when I left my hospice job to go full time as an entrepreneur and doing this work, I had no plan. I had barely enough money to last, you know, 2 months. And I was literally terrified when I quit my job, but I knew I had to do it. And the one thing, guys, the one thing that kept me going was a belief in myself. So I love that I pulled this card, believe, because it was the belief in myself. It was the belief in the universe and the power of the law of attraction on how it's going to support me and how all of these divine helpers are working overtime for me. So that has been something that I've been overly focused on, and that's how I've gotten this far. And so I do not belittle how important your belief is. So I think it's cool that I pulled that card because that is for all of us. So another one, let's go ahead and pull one from the Life Purpose Oracle cards. This is with Doreen Virtue. And I find about Doreen Virtue's work is the numbers. Like I see numbers all the time and I'll look online. I'm like, what do these numbers mean? Like 333s and 11s. In fact, I had a situation the other day where I was walking around in downtown Bend, which is not a big town at all. And I was thinking about, you know, I was kind of not in the flow that day and I was trying to get in the flow. So I went for a walk and right on when I was on my walk, I see all these people with dogs. I'm like, gosh, I just want to be around animals. They bring me so much joy. I just love animals. I have two cats, but I would love to have a dog. And of course, the farm that I keep talking to you all about, and my alpaca farm. And so I was sitting there trying to figure out where to go next. And I look at my watch that said 333. And I always pay attention when the threes come up. I'm like, oh, this must mean something. And so I look over to my left and there's an art studio. And I remember my sweetie went in there before and he loved it. It's like a co-op art studio where all the artists take turns working in the store to sell their goods. And so I walk in and of course I love art and brings me so much joy to look at art. And someday I aspire to be more of an artist because I love to paint. I'm not great at it, but I would love to learn more. And so I started talking to the woman who worked there and we ended up having this amazing conversation. And she was actually listening to Abraham Hicks before I showed up, which I love. But then we, you know, through our like hour long conversation, we talked a lot about even numbers and we all have, her special numbers are 11s, which 11s are also special for me. But I just love how the universe drew me in there and it was the three. So I got a little sidetracked on Doreen Virtue, but I want to pull a card for you all. So this again is from her Life Purpose deck. And she has so many out there, but this is the one I have. So I'm just going to think of all you guys. Something's going to come up for all of us, right? Let's see. You're on the right path. Woo, that is the card I drew. I love that. See, no accidents. Okay. So it says, keep doing what you're doing because it's working. Oh my gosh, I love that. And again, I think this is more, that's for all of us. I believe that is my path too. And it's just so much fun to pull these for everybody. So let me see. You're on the right path. What it says. Keep doing what you're doing because it's working. In case you were doubting your feelings and plans, this card is your angel's way of encouraging you to continue with your present dreams and goals. Just the act of having a dream has added passion and meaning to your life. Now the angels are encouraging you to take positive action steps related toward your dream. They know that you'll feel happier and more energized as you devote daily time and energy to its fruition. Begin by centering your mind and body with a few deep breaths. Close your eyes and then slightly ask your guardian angels, please clearly give me signs, guidance, motivation, support, and inspiration related to my divine life purpose. Notice that the thoughts and feelings you received after making this request. Work as a team with your angels by asking them for additional information and clarity, and then follow that guidance as it occurs. I love that. I'm going to read again what she asked for us to ask. It says, please clearly give me signs, guidance, motivation, support, and inspiration related to my divine life purpose. So I love that. It's so true. This is the thing about all these cards is they're here to ask spirit for help. This is like, okay, spirit, I need help. I need clarity. I need guidance. What can you give me? And so just pulling one of these cards is really awesome, right? So I love that. That's the one we got from Doreen Virtue. And again, another powerful deck. There's so many out there, guys. Almost like after I'm done here, I want to go to the store and find some more beautiful cards. But I hope that resonate with you. And I hope that's something that you're like, oh my gosh, thank you. It is for you. If you felt it, like if any of these readings that I'm doing, you just feel in your heart or you get a little bit of a chill or you get goosebumps, it is for you. See, that's another thing. The universe, I believe, speaks through us through goosebumps. And it's so funny how many people I get together with, like friends who are totally in alignment with me. And we're like, oh my gosh, I got goosebumps. They're like, yeah, right. Cause that's totally in alignment, or like that is absolutely what I'm supposed to do. So if you're feeling goosebumpy, it means it's meant for you. Okay, so this next one is money and the attraction and the law of attraction cards. This is the Abraham Hicks deck. And lately I've actually been pulling these. I've not been consistent about it, but I've been pulling these and putting them on my Facebook group page. So if you've not joined the Facebook group page, the information is in the show notes, but it's just Law of Attraction for Happiness on Facebook. And so sometimes I will pull a card and share it on there, because again, these are great cards. These cards for me are just like that daily inspiration of like, oh yeah, this is the journey. And you know, I think so many of us are working on money blockages. That's like a chronic thing for so many people, is that scarcity mindset. I know I did a whole podcast on wealth mindset or scarcity. I can't remember what I called it, but I talk a lot about it because I think that something comes up for a lot of people is money. So let's see what card we're going to pull here. And I'm going to think of all of you. This is what I do. I think of all of you and pull a card. Whatever comes up is what we all need to hear. Okay, so this one says, appreciation and love are identical vibrations. Okay, so it says, appreciation and love are identical vibrations. Appreciation is the vibration of alignment with who you are. Appreciation is the absence of everything that feels bad and the presence of everything that feels good. When you focus upon what you want, when you tell the story of how you want your life to be, you will come closer and closer to the vicinity of appreciation, and when you reach it, it will pull you toward all things that you consider to be good in a very powerful way. So I love that appreciation and love are identical vibrations, which is so true. How often are we sitting there, you know, I'll look at my boys especially, and I'm like, gosh, I love them so much. They're almost 14 and 15, and you know, I still look at them like they're my babies, and I just think, gosh, I'm so grateful. I appreciate having them in my life, and I feel so much love. And when I focus on the love of them, I have more appreciation. Like, I'm so lucky that I was able to have these two beautiful boys in my life, and they're just such great kids. But that's the thing. These things are also, they're linked, right? Because in order to have, follow your divine purpose, it's so important to be in a high vibration in who you are, be in alignment with who you are, right? Appreciation is the vibration of alignment with who you are. I love that. And when we know who we are and we believe in the universe, then we keep following our path, and man, that's when life takes off. So how interesting is it that all three of these kind of aligned with each other? And again, I'm just literally pulling these for you all as we speak, although I did the Believe one with my soul coaching cards right before I recorded, but it is the only one I pulled, and it is meant for this talk. So, but there's, again, I would highly, highly recommend either get your own cards or reach out to me to get your own reading. But the universe has such a magical way of connecting with us. And, you know, I've had days, again, where I struggled. And another example I have where I was really struggling and my cards saved me was I was actually going to be on the news and to talk about law of attraction, which is really exciting. But I was in a really low vibrating, like, I was really down. So I'm not going to say low vibrating. I was like tearful, down, one of those really, really bad days. And I'm like, how the heck am I going to go on the news? I am like an absolute wreck. And then I just kind of prayed to God, and I was sitting in my car and I was like, God, please help me. How am I supposed to do this? I need help. And then right after I checked my email and they postponed my news interview. Something came up and they had to postpone it till the following week. And I was like, oh my God, that is just brilliant, right? Thank you, God. And then I decided, because I know to do self-care, I know how important it is to connect with spirit. And because I was just so down, and I grabbed my oracle cards and I drove out to the Columbia Gorge, which if you've never been out here, it's this beautiful, there's like waterfalls and it's just this beautiful river, the Columbia River. And there's like cliffs and, you know, forests. It's so beautiful. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So I went up there and brought my oracle cards and brought a blanket. There's a nice little place I can sit out in the grass. And I just pulled my oracle cards. And what they told me is exactly what we needed to hear. And I can't remember what it was at the time, but it was just like, oh my gosh, yes. Okay, thank you. So every worry, every fear, every doubt completely disappeared the second I did that reading, and I got so much clarity. And it's almost like a breath of fresh air. Like when you read these cards and you know they're coming from spirit, and that's how all my clients feel when I do a reading for them. It just is so beyond us, and you just can't help but go, this is amazing how the messages are getting through these cards. So I've been excited to actually do this little podcast on these oracle cards. And, you know, I had absolute faith and belief that it would all work out, and it really did. So look at that. So anyway, I love that we got those readings. So this is a message for all of us. So I hope this resonates with you. Again, if you want to learn more and to get your own reading with me, just go to my website. Then you can link into my discovery. There's a button for a discovery session. And so we can talk about what that looks like. But I'm just so happy that you're here. I hope you have a wonderful, fantastic day. And, you know, you can find these cards. I'm not sure if you can find them on Amazon. There's, you know, like metaphysics stores carry them. And there are just lots of all sorts of places. Or you can just go to Hay House directly, because a lot of these are Hay House authors. Actually, all three of these can be probably found on hayhouse.com. But I'm sure you can find them. But I just glad to share them with you. And I hope it helped. All right. Well, you all have a wonderful day. I love you so much. And happy manifesting. Thank you again for listening and joining me on my podcast. If you want to learn more about me, please go to my website at michelle-joy.com. That's michelle-joy.com. And on there I have lots of goodies, including guided meditations and inspirational posts and blogs. And of course, I'm here to help you as your coach. So thank you for listening, and have a wonderful day.